I'm Mary Lohman, and this is The Christian Working Woman. You know, I've been around a while. As they say, this is not my first rodeo. Having held several positions with very different managers, I look back and acknowledge some mistakes I've made in dealing with them. So I want to help you in dealing with your manager, and I'm sharing some mistakes to avoid this week. Here is mistake number 6. Going over your manager's head. When I worked in IBM, there was the open door policy. This simply meant that any employee was empowered to go to their boss with any complaint or suggestion or question because the door was always open. However, the rule was that you go first to your immediate supervisor, and if for some reason that was not satisfactory, then you could go to the next level. But if you decided to go over your manager's head and talk first to their manager, you would be immediately advised that you first talk to your manager before taking it any further. It would not be well received if you didn't do it that way. Well, this open door policy is a good one, I believe, in keeping communications open and allowing for grievances to be resolved, but you begin by talking first to your immediate manager and not going over their head. You may feel that your manager will not listen and will not do anything about your situation, but until you've tried to resolve it on that level, it will almost always be a mistake to bypass your manager and go to the next level. And then mistake number 7, failing to pay attention to the small stuff. Remembering that perception equals reality, if you fail to do the things that create good impressions, you'll do harm to yourself and your career. For example, dressing appropriately for your position. I know that casual attire is very acceptable in many work environments, but even if that's true where you work, your casual attire needs to be neat and clean and modest and coordinated, right? Looking sloppy or careless will not do you any good, believe me. Go the extra mile if necessary to give the perception that you do care how you look and you do take time to make a professional appearance. Take clues from your manager. If that person dresses professionally, that tells you that they expect and respect that kind of appearance from those who work for them. Well, these are just some examples of mistakes you want to avoid in dealing with your manager. And you'll find a copy of this devotional on our website at christianworkingwoman.org. And that is where you can sign up to receive a free daily encouragement devotional every Monday through Friday at christianworkingwoman.org.